Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. We begin our program this time as usual with information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service. That's the Department of Space Services, the Australian government organisation, located in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia. The IPS reports that solar activity continues to be at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 88, that's 88, and the daily smooth sunspot number has fallen to 32, that's 32. And those figures are the lowest on record in recent months, and they're not expected to change in the immediate future. That means, of course, that high frequency propagation on the bands above about 14 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths over long distances will continue to be quite unreliable. We're moving through the plateau of sunspot cycle number 24, and until new sunspots appear on the face of the sun, which is expected to be towards late 2016, our long distance propagation on frequencies above about 14 megahertz on darkness paths or semi-darkness paths will not be very satisfactory. However, frequencies above about 14 megahertz during daylight hours on the transmission path will be reliable. Now, we have some information concerning a new shortwave broadcasting station. It's actually a brokered station. It's called Radio Lead Africa. That's L-E-A-D, Radio Lead Africa. It broadcasts from brokered facilities at Meyerton in South Africa. And the current schedule is as follows. Between 0300 and 0400, using 5915. And 0500 to 0700 on 12060. And 1700 to 1800 on 9900. And 1900 to 2200 on 7425. Programming is mainly in English with some African languages as well. Overseas, shortwave listener reports indicate that the station has been giving quite good reception on all three frequencies during the evening or darkness period in Europe, Africa and the Middle East. Now, here in Melbourne, we've noted some interesting frequency changes for the new transmission season. That's the A16 season, which began on March 21. Now, these signals noted here in the time span 1700 to 1730 recently, since the new transmission season began. And these are on the 41 metre band. Now let's see what we have. 7105, China Radio International from Beijing in English. 7230, China National Radio Network 1 in Chinese. And more frequencies for China Radio International, 7235 from Kashi in English, 7245 from Xi'an in Esperanto, 7255 from Kunming in English, 7265 from Urumqi in Russian, and 7300 from Kashi in Arabic. Now, other frequencies in the 41 metre band noted here in Melbourne between 1700 and 1730 include 7240, Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service in Persian. 7275, the Korean Broadcasting System from Korea Republic, in from Kim Jae in Korean. 7280, the Voice of Vietnam in Vietnamese. And 7315, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Turkish, actually closes at 1720. Quite good reception until then. Another frequency for Iran is 7345 in Pushto, also closing at 1720. And a further frequency, 7375 in Russian. And on 7370, Radio Romania International in Romanian. And a further frequency for Iran, this time 7445 in Tajik, to closing at 1720. And 7450, the Chinese station, the People's Broadcasting Service at Lhasa in Tibet, in the Chinese language. And 7485, the Voice of America from Irana Villa in Sri Lanka, the relay station there in Korean. And 7495, the Voice of America carrying the Radio Diwa programs in Pashto, also from Irana Villa. And 7520, All India Radio in Urdu. And 7540, another frequency for the Voice of America with the Diwa programming in Pashto. This is from the Kuwait relay station. And finally, 7570, North Korea, the Voice of Korea broadcasting in French. So in that band, also in that time period, 1700 to 1730, there are many, many frequencies in use for China National Radio, the home service, or the national broadcasting programs in Chinese, which I won't give here. So that station has moved many of its transmitters and transmissions into the 41 meter band for its services to the European, Africa and Middle Eastern areas during the local evening broadcast time period in the target area.
Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take a ride for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane to a town or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good in the Levi. When I'm dirty, when I'm dirty, when I'm mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's go fishing or go swimming in the sea. We're always happy, lies for living in this sound philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da dee da da da, yeah, we're happy. Da da da, chee da dee da 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 da. Summertime and we sing again. We go driving on, maybe we settle down. If she sings, if she shines, bring her friends and we'll all go into town.
Some more schedule information now for the new period, the A16 transmission season. The Voice of Vietnam uses transmitters in Vietnam, of course, and on leased overseas relays. And those relays are as follows. On 9890 from Wolferton in England, between 1900 and 1930 in Russian. And on 9530 from Dubaya in the UAE in German, from 1930 to 2030. And 9625 from Moosbrunn in Austria, between 1700 and 1900 in English, Vietnamese and French. And on 6175 from WHRI in the USA, with programming to the Americas between 0300 and 0430 in Spanish and English. And 12005, another frequency from the Wolferton, England relay station, between 0100 and 0300 in English, Vietnamese, and there's a further English session there as well. And the Voice of Turkey, using the new frequency of 9620, with its English services, the daily programs to Australia. These are on the air 2030 to 2130. And Radio Romania International, broadcasting to Australia, 0530 to 0600 on 17760 and 21800. And Radio Thailand, Bangkok, using the transmitters at Udorn, English on 9390 to Asia and Australia, between 1230 and 1300 and 1400 to 1430. So quite good reception on some of those frequencies here in Melbourne, and there were some new schedules which were effective for the A16 period. Now in the 19 metre band, we note here in Melbourne during our pre-sunrise period, a lot more activity in the 19 metre band. Stations which are now using this frequency range for evening programs or late afternoon, early evening programs for the Middle East, Europe and Africa. And they include the following frequencies. 15180, the BBC from Wolferton in England with programs in French. 15215, Adventist World Radio from Moosbrunn in Austria, with religious programming. 15360, Korean Broadcasting System, using the relay station at Wolferton in England for Russian. And 15260, Ebra Radio, a religious broadcasting station from, again, from Wolferton in England with Arabic. And Ebra Radio, another religious broadcasting station, again, 15510 from Wolferton in England in Arabic. And 15620, the Voice of America, using the relay station at Santa Maria di Galleria in the Vatican for its programs in Arabic. And 15630, the Voice of America, broadcasting from Wolferton in England, the relay there with programming in Amharic. So some interesting activity there, which has appeared in the 15 megahertz band in the time period 1800 to 1830. And quite good reception here in Melbourne. In the 22 metre band in the same time period, we've been hearing these signals. 13695, All India Radio in English. 13700, China Radio International from Urumqi. 13740, Radio France International from Issoudun in France, broadcasting in French. 13820, the Radio Television Algerian station broadcasting on relay from Issoudun in France, signing on in Arabic at 1800. And 13860, the Voice of America from Wolferton in England in Amharic. So, interesting signals there in the 22 metre band, that's the 13 megahertz band between 1800 and 1830. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
Yeah.